Supreme Court won't hear 19 states' bid to block Democrat-led states' energy lawsuits. The U.S. Supreme Court on March 10 turned away a lawsuit brought by Republican attorneys general in 19 states seeking to halt lawsuits filed by 5 Democrat-led states against major energy companies. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented from the court's decision, indicating they would have granted the 19 states' request to hear the case. The 5 defendant states, California, Connecticut, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, say oil companies have been misleading the public about the role that so-called fossil fuels play in the environment. Those states claim the companies have known for years about the dangers of greenhouse gas emissions generated by the use of fossil fuels and have deceived the public about them. This alleged deception led consumers to use more of the fossil fuel products than they otherwise would have done, which contributed to climate-related damages, they say. One of the lawsuits, filed by California in a California state court in September 2023, alleged that ExxonMobil, Shell, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, and BP withheld information about the dangers presented by their products. For more than 50 years, Big Oil has been lying to us, covering up the fact that they've long known how dangerous the fossil fuels they produce are for our planet, California Governor Gavin Newsom said at the time. California taxpayers shouldn't have to foot the bill for billions of dollars in damages. Wildfires wiping out entire communities, toxic smoke clogging our air, deadly heat waves, record-breaking droughts parching our wells. With this lawsuit, California is taking action to hold big polluters accountable and deliver the justice our people deserve, the governor said. The 19 plaintiff states counter by saying that by filing a multiplicity of lawsuits, the 5 Democrat states are attempting to enforce their laws beyond their borders and dictate a nationwide energy policy that will force up energy costs across the entire United States. The Supreme Court denied the motion for leave to file a bill of complaint in Alabama versus California in an unsigned order that did not explain why. Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Missouri, and 15 other plaintiff states filed the motion on May 22, 2024, asking the Supreme Court to take up the case, citing the High Court's so-called original jurisdiction under the U.S. Constitution when states file lawsuits against each other. States do not have the authority to regulate interstate emissions. According to the motion filed by lead counsel for the plaintiffs, Alabama Solicitor General Edmund LaCour wrote, "No state can impose its own legislation or enforce its own policy upon the other. Every state must stand on the same level with all the rest. Moreover, the Supreme Court has held such emissions are regulated exclusively by the federal government," he wrote. Despite this, the defendant states assert the power to dictate the future of the American energy industry. They hope to do so not by influencing federal legislation or by petitioning federal agencies, but by imposing ruinous liability and coercive remedies on energy companies through state tort actions governed by state law in state court, the motion said. A tort is a wrongful act or infringement of a right that can lead to civil liability. The motion accused the defendant states of wanting to impose a global carbon tax on the traditional energy industry. Citing fears of a climate catastrophe, they seek massive penalties, disgorgement, and injunctive relief against energy producers based on out-of-state conduct with out-of-state effects, the motion said. In the defendant state's view, a small gas station in rural Alabama could owe damages to the people of Minnesota simply for selling a gallon of gas, according to the motion. If defendant states are right about the substance and reach of state law, their actions imperil access to affordable energy everywhere and inculpate every state and indeed every person on the planet. Consequently, defendant states threaten not only our system of federalism and equal sovereignty among states, but our basic way of life. In an August 21, 2024, brief, California and the 4 other states said the plaintiff states were arguing the 5 states had gone beyond their constitutional authority by claiming the power to forbid extraterritorial conduct. However, no defendant state has asserted any such power, said the brief filed by the 5 states' council of record, California Deputy Solicitor General Julie Veroff. For example, in one of the legal complaints filed by California, that state made it clear it was seeking relief solely for injuries in California. The federal government filed a brief on December 10, 2024, siding with the 5 states. U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger wrote that the 19 states lack standing under the Constitution to challenge the 5 states' lawsuits, which remain pending in various state courts. wrote, "Standing refers to the right of someone to sue in court. The parties must show a strong enough connection to the claim to justify their participation in a lawsuit." In the dissenting opinion by Alito and Thomas, the latter did not discuss the merits of the complaint at hand but wrote that the case was too important for the court to ignore. Citing past Supreme Court rulings, Thomas wrote that the court's assumption that it has discretion to decline review in suits between states is suspect at best. The U.S. Constitution gave the court original jurisdiction in mandatory terms, the justice said. Given our virtually unflagging obligation to exercise the jurisdiction given to us, our jurisdiction in this context would seem to be compulsory. Despite this, Thomas said, the Supreme Court routinely fails to invoke its exclusive original jurisdiction in state versus state cases. This is part of a broader policy of making only sparing use of our original jurisdiction, wherein we restrict our review to appropriate cases. This discretionary approach is a modern invention that the court has never persuasively justified, Thomas wrote.